When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hello and welcome to the Ice Guys. This is the show that takes you into the world of the National Hockey League. Every game, every day, from a betting perspective. With pro sports handicappers, Ian Cameron, Alex P. Smith, and various guests from the world of hockey and sports betting. And now, here's your host, Ian Cameron.
Welcome to the Ice Guys, presented by Boston Hemp, Inc., Monday, May 20th. Ian Cameron and Alex B. Smith, happy Victoria Day holiday to everyone in Canada celebrating today. We are here for Game 7, the two best words in sports. And, of course, we have one tonight, the Edmonton Oilers and the Vancouver Canucks. Looking forward to it. Brett Skalski is away in Mexico, by the way, so shout out to him as well on vacation this week. So he'll be back with us next week, but excited. I mean, there's nothing better than a Game 7, and if there's a series that's deserved a Game 7, Alex, it's this one with Edmonton and Vancouver.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been back-and-forth battles, storylines galore, and now we get down to, you know, who wants it more in a Game 7? We saw incredible Game 7 in basketball last night, and so now maybe we can see some of that same energy translate over to the ice in this one game here tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's dive right into it. It's Game 7. It's Edmonton and Vancouver. Oilers minus 160. Road favorites, 5.5 the total here in this one. And note that total, 5.5, you know, lower than it's been all series. And Game 7 is probably the reason for it. We saw two Game 7s right in the first round. We saw Vegas and Dallas. And we saw Toronto and Boston in the first round. And you know how the totals went in those two games. Unders, and it really wasn't even close. In those two games. Easy unders. We'll see if that follows suit here tonight in this game. There are a couple of little flies in the ointment, though, and concerns, though, for those of you that just assume, hey, Game 7, it's going to go under the total, because that's often what happens in these games. And I guess the concerns would be Edmonton got their offense going, and Edmonton had a huge Game 6 without a big, big contribution from Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. That would be a little bit concerning if I'm Vancouver tonight. Like, it wasn't McDavid and Draisaitl, you know, carrying the team to prolong their season on Saturday night. That was your Evander Kanes, your Dylan Holloways, baby. Yes, and I should mention that. What an epic start to that game for the Ice Guys show, for the Bargain Bin Special, the night segment, for anyone that watched on Saturday. It's never happened. It probably will never happen again that – first of all, we have a Bargain Bin Special from the same game. That doesn't always happen, obviously. But for the Bargain Bin Specials, the one I gave out, the one Alex gave out on Saturday's show, cashing with the first two fucking goals of the game. I mean, are you shitting me? I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. It's funny. At the first period, I didn't see as much of it as I wanted to because, you know, we're still mingling outside with the crew I was with for the Saturday holiday weekend barbecue. And I only saw all the texts and DMs flooding in all of a sudden when I'm outside saying, oh my God, Holloway and Hoglander just went back to back score. I'm like, what the fuck? And then I ran in, I saw what happened, checked the phone, checked the box score. And sure enough, there it was. It was Dylan Holloway and Nils Hoglander getting those two goals back to back in the first period when it was 1-1 there. I couldn't believe it. Incredible. That it turned out that way. I was on Holloway for my Bargain Bin. Alex had Nils Hoglander. That's just incredible stuff, Alex. It's like a one in a million shot that would happen. That not only they both cash, it would be the first two goals of the game. Like, that's nuts. That's insane.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny. I was literally, because you were at the party, so I was tweeting through the Ice Guys account. You know, it always posts, you know, Holloway cashing the Bargain Bin goal. And so I'm in the middle of trying to write that and tweet that out. And then that's when I look up and I see that Hoglander scored. So I literally had to just copy paste and write two tweets at the same time. So that's, like I said, just absolutely incredible. And the fact that, like I said, we're rarely ever on the same game for a bargain bin and against one another, you know, team wise. But to have that cash 1-2 like that, and like I said, I know some people usually parlay the bargain bins together, so that had to be a wonderful hit for those who were able to cash both of them.
Yeah, no question. It was just absolutely incredible to see that happen. And great prices, too, with both of those goal props. Tremendous. So what a way to start the game. Unfortunately, after the Hoglander goal, there was not a lot that went right for Vancouver after that. You know, they didn't get a lot of chances. Edmonton played a great defensive game. And Skinner was solid. Didn't have to be great. Edmonton made sure he didn't have to be great. They played a great game in front of him. They made sure they shielded him a little bit. He didn't have to face a ton of shots. But to me, it was just very impressive to see how Edmonton played as a team defensively, helped out Skinner. They really kept Vancouver to the minute, to the outside for the most part. It was just, they're capable of this. They just don't always play that way and consistently play that way in the defensive zone. But Edmonton did on Saturday night. Credit to them for that. And again, they pulled away in the third period. There was still a chance maybe for Vancouver to get back into it when it was 3-1 Oilers. But then you saw they pulled away. Nugent Hopkins and company, they ended up adding to the lead. And the next thing you know, it ended 5-1 in favor of the Oilers. So turning now to game seven, you know, you look at this and to me, you're right. To me, that was the big story of game six, is that Edmonton got a big offensive outburst without the two big guys, you know, carrying the mail for them. And that's going to be key. Now, they're still not getting much from Ryan McLeod and a couple of those players. But hey, like I said, they've got Evander Kane starting to pick it up now the last few games, including what he was able to do in game six. Ryan Nugent Hopkins scored in game four, scored again in game six on Saturday night. He's starting to pick things up. You know, you get the contribution from Dylan Holloway. And what a goal that was by him as well. A little end-to-ender to give Edmonton that early 1-0 lead. So that's positives here for the Edmonton Oilers. And then you start to look at Vancouver going into this game, and at least on paper, there's no way you can sugarcoat this. There's way more negatives creeping into the situationals for Vancouver heading into Game 7 than Edmonton. And, of course, the big one being Brock Besser. Blood clot issue detected yesterday. And not only keeping him out tonight for Game 7, which is a massive loss considering how great Besser has been here in the Stanley Cup playoffs, but it's also what it does. You've got to rejig the lineup tonight if you're Rick Tocchet up front. And, you know, you've got to just hope the combinations you put together can still get the job done. But what makes matters worse for Vancouver is if they are able to prevail tonight in Game 7 and advance to face the Dallas Stars in the Western Conference Final, they're not going to be with Brock Besser for that series either. It looks like it's an out for the playoffs situation for him. So it's just awful news. They're going to miss him on the ice. But we have to remember the most important thing, and that is the health of this player and the health of this man. Blood clot is no joke. You know, it's a serious, serious health concern. It can, in some cases, be life-threatening. And so from that standpoint, we obviously, first and foremost, wish Brock Besser full recovery, all the best health-wise, because, again, that is not something that you can just say, oh, it's just a little thing, he'll be better. And it's does not always a guarantee. So, again, Brock Besser, we wish him well. And just really, really upsetting because, you know, he's had such a great playoffs. And you want to see the best versus the best. You just do, especially in a Game 7. And, you know, you don't have that, not as much without Brock Besser being on the ice for Vancouver. But you got to make do with it. You know, it's still there, a game to be won, and they need a little bit more from everybody. If there's no Brock Besser, what does that mean? It means Elias Pettersson, who's had obviously a tumultuous playoffs, who's been criticized for it, he's got to show why he's getting paid the big bucks tonight. He's got to have a big time, you know, elite level performance tonight. He's capable of it. Now, lately, if you watch him, you wonder if he's capable of it. But talent-wise, he is. And it's up to him to be able to make that impact tonight. I have no concerns whatsoever about JT Miller. Win or lose, he's going to leave it all out there. He's going to have a big game. He's going to have a great game, I'm sure, for the Vancouver Canucks, because that's just the kind of player he is. And then it's going to be when you look at the rest of the lineup. You know, Is Connor Garland going to step up? And it looks like he might be on the second line tonight, moving up a little bit. You've got Elias Lindholm from Calgary for games like this. Okay, this is a guy that is a proven player at both ends of the ice, great two-way center. This is where Elias Lindholm's got to elevate when you're missing a guy like Brock Besser. Win key faceoffs. Be good defensively. Active stick. Be good on the PK. Try to chip in and make an impact offensively if you can. So Elias Lindholm is someone maybe to watch out for Vancouver tonight. Someone that's capable, you know, in the absence of a key player like Brock Besser, of stepping up, you know, and making a difference here in Game 7. How about some of these foot soldiers down the lineup? We've seen Dakota Joshua score some big goals, more so earlier in the playoffs, but we've seen it. We saw it's not delivery, it's DiGiuseppe get a key goal for them the last time they played in Vancouver. Phil DiGiuseppe, who I actually think is worth a small sprinkle tonight for goal prop. I like his game since he's been back into the lineup. There are guys that can step up. And then on the blue line, you've got the collective there. And look, Ian Cole's had a tough series, but he's been in game sevens before. Tyler Myers, three game sevens before in his playoff career. Rely on that. You know, use that to your advantage if you're Vancouver. Carson Soucy, tons of playoff experience. Was in a game seven last year with the Seattle Kraken in the Stanley Cup playoffs, on the losing end of it, unfortunately, against Dallas. But still, guy that's been in game seven. So, you know, there's still reasons for optimism here for Vancouver. But the key for them is going to be, you know, the penalty kill's got to be strong. It's almost, that's another thing that's scary, too. You know, Edmonton's power play, again, didn't really get going in game six, and they still managed, you know, to score goals. And Vancouver's penalty kill has been good most of the series. So it's critical for Vancouver. You know, penalty kill's got to remain strong. You can't get to a point where you're able to win this game if your penalty kill is going to struggle. If you're going to take penalties and you're going to be in the box and you're going to struggle to kill those penalties, you're not winning game seven tonight. So the discipline's got to be there. And if you do take penalties, you got to kill them off. It's that simple. Against this dynamic power play. The thing for Vancouver is bring that same penalty kill you had in game six, but this time you got to be better at 5-on-5. And you cannot, you've got to neutralize McDavid and Draisaitl, but you cannot allow the supporting cast to put their fingerprints all over the hockey game like Edmonton's supporting cast was able to in game six, where they get Kane and Nugent Hopkins and Holloway in particular all stepping up. So, and then you've got the goaltending situation. I think I'm going to go out on a limb and say Skinner is probably going to face more shots tonight than he did in game six. I'll just go out there and say I think it's pretty safe to call at least eight shots. Six. So he's going to be tested more. Let's see what he's all about. And look, credit to him. He was solid. He had, didn't give up a bad goal. In fact, there was a great slow motion replay angle of a point shot that came toward him. I think it was still a one-goal game at the time, and he picked it up at the picked up the puck at the last second as it was coming to him, and he blockered it away, or waffle boarded it away, as Doc Emrick would say. It was a great save because it was from where the puck was shot at the blue line and the angle they showed it. There's no way he would have seen the puck initially. The fact that he picked it up at the last second and kept it out of the net was a great save through a ton of traffic. And Skinner deserves to be accredited for that. But they did keep making an easier night. Something tells me it won't be nearly as easy a night for him tonight. You know, we'll see what the lineup is. There's not going to be many changes, if any, for Edmonton. Why would you? You know, when they had pretty much a winning lineup in game six. This is one of those games where it's more of a live look for me. I mean, I'll put it this way. With where this price is right now, and we've already seen some movement because this was -140 to -45 when it opened. It's up to -160. People reacting to Brock Besser being out, clearly. That's what's driven this line up toward the Edmonton Oilers here in this game. But when I look at this game, we're now at, a price point here where I don't feel comfortable at all with any Edmonton in this price range. Any. Not at all. -160. Do they have momentum? Yes, but momentum as a been worth shit in this series because no team's won two games in a row. Will they miss Brock Besser, Vancouver? Absolutely. No one's going to deny that. But we're talking about a series that outside of game six, and yes, Edmonton did extend, and they finally, someone finally won by margin, and finally a game was not close late. Could that carry over? Is now Vancouver just hit the wall? You could leave the door open that, yes, maybe that's the case. But I'm not ready to sell this Vancouver team short or Rick Tocchet short. as far as having a game plan ready and a lineup ready to give this Canucks team, even without Brock Besser, the best chance to win. I can't justify taking exactly Cheshire Cat. I can't justify taking minus 160 here with Edmonton when five of the six games so far have been decided by one goal. So what I'm going to, you know what I've done, actually? I smell some Game 7 overtime tonight a little bit. I'm going to sprinkle on the draw here a little bit with the Oilers and the Canucks. The only thing I have pregame here, in, side or total, I should say, it's the only thing I have pregame. What I am going to do, and look, I recommended these same game parlays on Saturday, and sure enough, that finally ends up being the one game where we don't have a one-goal game. So, you know, the fact that Edmonton won by four, it didn't turn out well for the same game parlays, but I'm going back to it tonight. It's Edmonton +2.5, Vancouver +2.5, under 6.5. And that's at around plus 130, plus 135. So, like I said, game sevens in the first round, there were two of them. Vegas, Dallas, Toronto, Boston, none of them sniffed, you know, a high-scoring affair. I'd be very surprised if tonight's is, just given the stakes and the magnitude of the game. And we have seen that obviously in the first two rounds as well. So I'm going to go back to the well with it didn't work out for us in game six, but doesn't mean you don't try it again, especially when you're getting the price you're getting, you know, plus 120 it is for that parlay, that same game parlay. That's Oilers +2.5 on the puck line, Canucks +2.5 on the puck line with under 6.5 here in this game. You know, the total 5.5, you know, when it's a 5.5, I can't help but lean over a full game, but I think it's going to be slow. I do. I think it's going to be, you know, a very cautious start. Vancouver is really going to try to tighten up tonight. I get that feeling, you know, because they know Edmonton got going. Edmonton put a five spot on the board. I think, you know, dip their toe into the game type of approach early from Vancouver is definitely, I think, what you might see. So a live over for sure, especially when I've got 6.5 in the same game parlay. If this is like 1-0 midway through the second period, or, you know, we get deep into the second and it's like a 1-1, you know, 2-1 type of deal, then I might look for a live over at some point. But pregame, no, as far as the over. We'll look at maybe something live with that. Pregame, the only thing I have is the draw and that SGP of Edmonton +2.5, Vancouver +2.5, and under 6.5, which comes out to plus 120. Here it is, game seven, Alex. Nothing better. Edmonton, Vancouver.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it's a battle of who wants it more. And last night, like I said, we saw that price keep climbing up. I got plus 144 at Vancouver around 10 o'clock last night. I thought that number was just, like I said, just way too high for one player to be out in one game. Now, obviously, Besser's absence will loom even larger if they win this game and they go have to play Dallas in the conference final and beyond. But you can overcome that adversity for one night. And like you said, people in the chat saying that, you know, Vancouver, this is a team that's rolling with house money. They weren't even supposed to be going this far into the playoffs. A lot of people projected Edmonton to be a conference finalist or a cup finalist representing the West. And what have we seen from the Oilers year after year after year? Just one disappointment after another. They're the Toronto Maple Leafs of the West. So do you really want to lay 160 with a team that has been in this spot multiple times and has, you know, failed to really close it out and move on? Or are we rolling with the team of destiny that has also been, by the way, 4-0 off of a loss and getting a plus price that I think has been inflated? I'm rolling with Vancouver. I'm going down with the ship in my futures, hoping that this one can prove to cash and we move on. But it's going to be tough. You know, will McDavid show up? You know, he's had good numbers this whole time. The system in there, but goals have been hard to come by for him. He said, you know, is this going to be where the role players step up more or will the stars step up more for Edmonton? And I think, you know, if you lose this game and you don't have a good game from Draisaitl and McDavid, you know, that still, you know, poses that question that I talked about in game six. How long do you keep this group around if they can't close it out and nail this down? So there's a lot of pressure, I think, on Edmonton, and I don't think it's nearly as much on Vancouver. So I'm rolling with the home team and the home dog here. Plus 140. That's the only thing I have pregame as well. I will be looking for totals live because I want to see the pace of play. 5.5 is tricky for a game seven because, yes, this could start off low and slow and then all of a sudden explode, especially if, you know, a team has a lead midway through the third. So I'm 5.5 makes sense that they set the number in that spot, but I'm not touching that now. That's something I'll probably look to try to grab in game.
Yeah, exactly. Same with me. Live over. Yeah, at some point I might get interested, but it's definitely not pregame because I do think it'll be, you know, a pretty cautious start. It's just we've seen too many game sevens this year and last year. This is the game where it is very cautious. And it seems to be that way regardless of whether teams are capable of having a 6-5 game or not. You know, we have seen this track. Like, you just have to go back and look at Vegas and Dallas and Toronto and Boston. There was just, you know, a ton of real good. Everything with every inch of the ice was contested. Block shot component was up. And that's another thing, too, to look at tonight. Myers, Desharnais, Cole. Look at those kind of players for block shots tonight. No question about it. Myers, Desharnais, Cole, they're all good block shots candidates, in my opinion, here for this game. If you want to put a little, if you want to bet them individually, you can. But you can also put maybe a little same game parlay together of them. I'm running back the same two players we won bargain bin special wagers with on Saturday. Hoglander for Vancouver. He's worth a look. He's a hardworking player. He's plus 530 tonight. Dylan Holloway, you know, I thought he's had a good couple of games. That's kind of why I actually bet him, you know, as well to score in game six on Saturday. You know that Holloway somehow is at plus 1150 tonight at Betano in Ontario. I thought it was a misprint. It's not. It's actually 11.5-1 for him to score a goal at Betano. And even the other books still have him at great prices, plus 750, you know, at BetMGM. For Dylan Holloway tonight. So you're definitely going to go back to the well there. This is definitely a night too to don't be scared to take a look at the depth players, you know, 10-1 on DiGiuseppe. Like I said, bet MGM for him, worth a shot. Absolutely for Vancouver. Got to in this game, bet JT Miller to score. He will. I mean, if anyone's going to be someone that is going to step up and have that big moment, just like he did in game five, obviously when the Canucks beat the Oilers 3-2, who scored the game winner in the final minute. Yes, JT Miller. And he, plus 200, you know, all things considered with how good he's been. It's a pretty decent bet. I'm also on Lindholm, goal and assist for Vancouver. He's someone, too, to keep an eye on. And the last Canuck prop is Garland. I think Garland at plus 410, especially if he's going to be up on the second line, which it appears to be the case, I'm interested. And then for Edmonton, Nugent Hopkins, we've talked about him. He's starting to feel it. You can get plus 320 for him to score. Evander Kane's got points in multiple games, I think in all but one of the last five games, plus 420 to score a goal, plus 230 to get an assist. I've got both of those because I think he can make an impact either scoring or facilitating potentially tonight for the Edmonton Oilers. I already mentioned, of course, Dylan Holloway. Those are the main ones there for Vancouver for me. Kane, Nugent Hopkins, Holloway, as far as getting it going. You could obviously take Hyman and McDavid and Draisaitl. And I guess I was harsh when I said they did nothing in game six. They obviously, Draisaitl had two assists. McDavid had three assists in game six in the win. What I meant was obviously goal scoring. You know, they obviously didn't make the impact from that standpoint. And that's still a good sign that it was others that were scoring the goals for the Edmonton Oilers. We'll see if McDavid and Draisaitl have that takeover game in them. If they have that takeover game tonight, both of them in the same game, they're winning Edmonton. It's that simple. Vancouver will not be able to defend that if that's the case. But still a big if for that. And this has been a good defensive team, penalty-killing team. And the other little, we talk about the goaltending, it's all comes down to how Skinner plays tonight. Well, when's the last time Shelobs gave up five goals? You know, it's been a while since we've seen Artur Shelobs. I don't want to say shelled, but, you know, he's given up five. It's been a while. He's been that good for them since taking over for an injured Thatcher Demko against Nashville. But now he's given up five, and now it's game seven, season over. And this is the first time the Canucks have faced elimination here in the Stanley Cup playoffs. That's a lot on the shoulders of a very talented young man from Latvia who has been clearly more calm, poised, and measured to be able to handle these situations than anybody had any reasonable expectation for. But the fact remains, this is still a big spot for the kid, you know, for as good as he's been. So for Artur Shelobs, man, it's going to be one heck of a night for him. And what do you got in you to try to stand on your head, deliver that critical performance in net, outplay the other guy, in this case Skinner, and help deliver your team through to the Western Conference Final. I'm excited to see how Shelob's got the mindset, in my opinion, to handle it well. He seems like he's a very, very easygoing, calm, poised guy where not much rattles him. I've not really seen him rattled really all that much. So excited to see how it plays out with Shelobs tonight, considering he's finally off a game where, look, he finally gave up five, finally gave up a bunch of goals. How does he respond tonight?
Yeah, I've been shocked with his composure that we've seen throughout this this series and his play. He's been very solid, seems to have his head on straight. And, you know, I think, once again, it goes back to, you know, who's the pressure really on more? You know, Shelobs more than likely has now played his way onto this team next year as a backup or, you know, and now you have Skinner, where if you lose this game, you know, you may be shipped off somewhere or who knows. Things might be a little bit in the air, but you know, there's way more uncertainty, I feel like, just around Edmonton right now than Vancouver. Even with Besser being out, it's just, you know what I'm saying? And I like how even with Tockett kind of joking around with the press, it says, you know, Demko's in. So, no, he's not. Yeah. You know, just kind of fooling everything. I think that shows the sign of, you know, just kind of being lighthearted, being loose. If he can kind of get this team
to play be relaxed. They've had an amazing season, win or lose tonight. No one's going to rip them for losing tonight if it happens. They should be loose. Go out there and just play hockey. Really, just play hockey. Have fun with it.
But any hockey radio show on tomorrow would be absolutely hard to listen to if the Edmonton Oilers lose again. So that's where all the pressure in the world is really on Edmonton. There's not too much pressure on Vancouver, and I think that's a good spot for this group to be in because of the fact that they're not used to playing in the playoffs. Like I said, it's that kind of, you know, ignorance is bliss kind of a field. They need to ride with that.
Yeah, exactly. And you're right, 100% true. I mean, Edmonton, it's the massive disappointment, the massive shortcoming, the massive here we go again if they lose tonight. That is not the case for Vancouver. Big difference, you know, as far as, you know, this game is concerned tonight. But can't wait. It's a great way to wrap up what's been a fun and enjoyable long holiday weekend here in Canada. Of course, next weekend, the States get their turn for holiday weekend, Memorial Day next weekend. So looking forward to that. I see Ryan Robinson in the chat saying he's boots on the ground for game one. So I know Matt's going. I heard from Matt yesterday, Matt Robinson, that he's going to be flying into Dallas Thursday. Now, not going to game one Thursday, but he'll be in the Dallas area for when game one takes place Thursday. But he is apparently going to game two on Saturday at American Airlines Center and spending a few days out there. So way to go, Matt. I'm happy for him. I said, that's absolutely awesome. There's nothing better than being able to go out and actually watch a live game involving your team in the conference finals. So he will be there, I believe, in the building for game two. And he'll be in Dallas from Thursday to Saturday. He just won't be at the game for game one. He's only going to be there for game two. I think there's just – he ended up getting you're at the game for game one, Ryan. Matt's at the game for game two. There you go. All right, so there you go. The Robinson boys, a big week. I mean, enjoy it, fellas. I mean, there's special. You don't know how many times you're going to be able to see your team this deep into the Stanley Cup playoffs. So enjoy it. Seize the moment. Seize the day, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, no doubt. So enjoy that. Looking forward. These conference finals, it doesn't matter who wins tonight. These conference finals are going to be some good series. Yeah. I'm looking forward to both of them. And with that in mind, perfect segue to talk about our conference finals live betcasts. This week, we are going for the first time ever with back-to-back night betcasts. That's right. We've never done, you know, two consecutive nights of live betcasts, but we are doing so this week with the conference finals. We will be with you Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific for Game 1, Florida Panthers, New York Rangers. That will be free, that betcast, open to the public, free for all. And then we will be back with you Thursday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Note the start time. This one's half an hour later, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central, 5:30 p.m. Pacific. West Final Game 1, Edmonton or Vancouver versus Dallas. And that betcast is Patreon exclusive, so only available to our Patreon members for that Thursday West Final Game 1 betcast. So we're looking forward to it. You know what these are all about. Live betting, commentary, throwbacks and beers, great company, great camaraderie with our viewers and listeners, maybe even a special guest or two. Looking forward to these two betcasts later this week in the conference finals. And specifically regarding the Thursday betcast for the West Final, make sure you sign up. $10 per month. The only way to get in on that one, patreon.com/iceguys. Access to that Thursday West Final Game 1 live betcast, which is Patreon exclusive, plus all our future Patreon exclusive live betcasts here in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Access to our daily sides totals and player props, goalie charts, totals charts, and all of our off-season bonus content that we have planned as well. So patreon.com/iceguys. Sign up, just $10 per month, and make sure you check out the Ice Guys store as well, iceguys.myspreadshop.com.
Yeah, we've got everything in stock right now. All the caps, the t-shirts, the hoodies, everything you need right now is available at iceguys.myspreadshop.com.
And we just saw Ryan Robinson in the chat. What a time to be a Dallas fan. I mean, you're going to have, basically starting on Wednesday night, you're going to have the Dallas Mavericks and the Dallas Stars alternating nights in the conference finals for the next several nights. So talk about excitement. In the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And everyone, of course, is throwing shade at the Cowboys now for the fact Texas Rangers won a World Series last year. Dallas is in a conference finals 2 years in a row. Mavericks are back to a conference finals. Guess which pro sports team they're leaving in their foot in their dust right now? Oh, yeah, those Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, right now.
Yeah, but Ezekiel Elliott's back.
So there you go. The big team in Dallas, because it always will be better for better or worse, good or bad. Dallas Cowboys are always the it team, obviously, in Dallas. But nevertheless, it's just funny that their level of success compared to the other three teams right now, not so much in recent years. All right, great stuff. Shout out to everyone. Hit the like button. We appreciate it very much. We'll be back with Bargain Bin Special of the Night and Best Bets coming up right after we hear from our great sponsor.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This podcast is sponsored by Monarch.
Lifesaver. Game changer.
The best thing to ever happen to my finances.
The people have spoken. Monarch makes personal financing a breeze.
Monarch is an intuitive, powerful, collaborative finance app that can help you save, budget, and keep your financial life in shape.
With Monarch, I can see my account balances, transactions, and investments in one place, so I always know what's going on with my money.
Whether you're saving for your first home, thinking about starting a family, your own business, or planning for retirement, Monarch is here for you every step of the way.
Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Monarch and manage your finances more effectively. See what thousands of people are saying about Monarch, the app Wall Street Journal voted the best budgeting app of 2024. Collaborate with your partner or financial advisor at no additional cost. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
We'll be right back.
right, Boston Hemp Inc., make sure you check them out. Get 20% off all orders on the website using the promo code ICEGUYS at BostonHempInc.com. All right, bargain bin special of the night. We've already talked about many times when this segment's gone well about how difficult it is to follow it up with an encore. There's no following up what the fuck happened Saturday night. Zero. No way. It's not possible that both cash and they both cash in the first two goals of the game. That is not going to happen tonight. I guarantee it. But we will try to go two for two again. That much I can tell you. And we'll do our best with that. Alex, bargain bin special. Game seven. What do you got?
Yeah, you know, looking at some of the players who could really step up in the absence of Brock Besser, for Vancouver Canucks. And obviously JT Miller has been just the heart and soul of this team. Time and time again, he's cashed a couple times, helped us cash on the bargain bin as well. So I'm going with him. Scored two goals plus 1,500 tonight. It's available at FanDuel. I definitely think he's going to be able to get a goal early and maybe on the ice to maybe get the one to wrap it up late. So looking at that, two or more goals prop plus 1,500 for JT Miller and the Vancouver Canucks tonight. Game seven bargain bin special.
There you go, JT Miller, two-plus goals, over one-and-a-half goals, plus 1,500 for Alex B. Smith with his bargain bin special of the night. I could easily come back with one of the two guys we cashed in with on Saturday, Hoglander and Holloway, and I do have both of them bet, but I'm going to go with someone different. I'm going to go with one of the smallest players on the ice, but small guy, big ticker, as we like to say, big heart. Plays his ass off. I think he's going to get bumped up to the second line tonight, it looks like, with the absence of Besser for Vancouver. That's Connor Garland, someone that knows Rick Tocchet well. They've been to wars together before in the playoffs with Arizona all those years. I think he's worth a look, especially when you're going to give me plus 410 at FanDuel tonight with Connor Garland. To step up and make an impact and score a goal tonight for the Canucks. So Connor Garland, Vancouver, plus 410 for my bargain bin special of the night. All right, best bets. Alex, game seven, best bet. What do you got?
I mean, they're at home. They said all the pressure's on the road team and just got to go out there and play the best hockey you've played all season long. I think they will be able to do that. That's the Vancouver Canucks. Got them at plus 144 yesterday. Now I'm seeing plus 140 as being the highest price available. We're going to roll with the Skate. We're going to roll with the Orca here in Game 7 at home. So let's go Canucks, plus 140. That's my best bet.
All right, Vancouver Canucks, plus 140. No Besser, no problem, says Alex B. Smith. Vancouver advances, plus 140 in Game 7. Alex B. Smith with his best bet. My best bet here for Game 7, I'm just trying to think about what I'm going to roll with here. I hate doing it, but it's, look, other than the draw, it's the only bet I've got pregame. So by default, we've got to go with it. It's the same game parlay. It's Vancouver plus 2.5, Edmonton plus 2.5, and under 6.5. And that is plus 120. Again, that's both teams plus 2.5 on the puck line. I expect this to get back to a one or two goal game like we've seen most of the series. Plus with the under, game seven unders already 2-0 so far in these playoffs. So that's the best bet, SGP. With Canucks plus 2.5, Oilers plus 2.5, and under 6.5 SGP for my best bet here in game seven. All right, that's a wrap. Again, we are off tomorrow. Okay, no one messaged me at 2 o'clock tomorrow saying, Ian, where's the show? It's not, no show tomorrow, damn it. None. No show tomorrow. We're off. There's no games tomorrow. So we're off tomorrow. No Tuesday show. We are back on Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern. And I believe Matt Robinson, because he's traveling Thursday, will be joining us on Wednesday instead this week. So that's going to be kind of our hybrid show. We're going to preview each series individually, our series bets, and we'll also give you, obviously, the Game 1 preview for New York Rangers in Florida as well. And don't forget the first BetCast coming up on Wednesday night as well, 8 p.m. Eastern for the East Final. Reminder, the Ice Guys is live 7 days a week, Monday to Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern, Saturday and Sunday, noon Eastern. If you can't watch the show live, download the Ice Guys podcast in audio form on all major podcast platforms, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and more. Download the Ice Guys podcast when you can't watch the show live. And I was emailed a script from the True TV Plus folks telling me to start reading this, and they emailed it to me like 2 weeks ago, and I keep forgetting to say it. So that those days are over now. You also remember, you can download and watch the Ice Guys daily on True TV Plus. You can download the True TV Plus app on Roku, Amazon, and Apple devices, including iPhones as well. So again, there you go, True TV Plus, another way to tune in here and watch the Ice Guys show. For Alex B. Smith, I'm Ian Cameron. Have a great Monday for Canadians. Enjoy the rest of your Victoria Day, and we will be back with you Wednesday. Remember that, Wednesday, for the next edition right here of the Ice Guys.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.